My Poor Husband is a Billionaire. Chapter 1385. It was already evening. Brandon arrived punctually at the studio to fetch Janet from work. The two enjoyed a romantic dinner at their usual rooftop restaurant before checking into the newly opened hotel. When Janet opened the door, she was surprised to see the room filled with roses. "When did you book this? Why wasn't I aware?" she exclaimed. Brandon held Janet in his arms and whispered alluringly into her ear, "Not knowing is part of the fun. Do you like your surprise? I purposely chose this place to relieve our wedding night. What do you think?" To Janet's delicate cheek slowly turned a bright shade of pink. Feeling shy under Brandon's intensity, she shifted her eyes away and murmured, "I like it very much." Underneath him, his figure engulfing her completely. "Brandon, I love you," Janet mumbled with her lips slightly parted, her soft voice filled with her love for him. Brandon responded to her with an overwhelming kiss that left her breathless. He trailed his hands eagerly from Janet's plump breasts down to her vagina. She was already wet. Pushing her panties aside with his slender fingers, he went straight to her clit. He moved his fingers in and out, stirring up the most sensitive part inside her. Brandon had expertly stimulated the two most sensitive spots on her body. Janet couldn't contain her pleasure and tensed up, nearly reaching her climax. However, before she climaxed, Brandon stopped moving. "Brandon!" Janet muttered in annoyance. She couldn't help wriggling her waist as if asking for more. Janet was almost crazy with desire as she was forced to stop when she was just about to climax. "Don't. Don't stop," she pleaded as she hugged Brandon's head, bewitching him with her sweet and tender voice. However, Brandon ignored her pleas. He slowly straightened up and smiled slyly at her. "Babe, help me unbutton my pants, and I'll give you what you I want," he said in a deep and hoarse voice. Net bit her lip and tilted her head back, gazing at him lustfully as if she were longing for something. Brandon smirked as he leaned down and held her slender legs, wrapping them around his waist. He rubbed his hot dick against her wet clit, arousing a new wave of passion and desire. "Come inside," Janet said greedily as she hooked her arms around Brandon's neck, yearning for him to fill the emptiness inside her body. Brandon did not hesitate any longer. He pushed Janet onto the bed and lifted her butt, thrusting his dick into her vagina. He penetrated deep inside her, causing her insides to tense up and squeeze his hot dick. Janet felt her body heating up and becoming more when Janet's body gradually relaxed a little. He thrust his hips again with all his might, penetrating her all the way again. The last thrust sent an indescribable pleasure all over her body, causing her toes to curl and her body to tremble uncontrollably. "You've climaxed? The night is long, and we're just getting started," Brandon whispered hoarsely into Janet's ear as he continued to move in and out. Chapter 1386. The next morning, faint streaks of sunlight beamed through the cracks in the curtains, casting a gentle glow on the entwined bodies of the two individuals I locked in a tight embrace. Upon awakening, Janet was still plagued by a headache, and her body felt sore and weak, as though she'd been run over by a car. She attempted to change position, only then realizing that she was in the firm embrace of a fervently warm figure. Gazing at the handsome face so close to hers, she felt a sense of face so close to hers, she felt a sense of helplessness wash over her. Brandon had woken up before Janet. As he noticed her open her eyes, an affectionate smile appeared on his face, and he greeted her warmly, "Good morning, honey." Janet, however, wore a pouty look and scolded him, "It's all your fault. You always say it's the last time, but you never stop. Now my whole body's sore. How do you plan to take responsibility for this?" Basking in the warmth and fragrance of the soft body nestled in his arms, Brandon playfully kiffed the corner of her lips and chuckled, "Oh, it's just my natural gift. Nae tone, I'm sorry, it's my fault. Why have a good rest now? I'll have the waiter bring breakfast. No, Janet replied as she sat up, covering herself eye with the quilt before speaking weakly. The studio is currently getting ready for an upcoming fashion show, and it's my first show as an independent designer. I need to take charge of everything myself to ensure that it goes smoothly. But... Brandon frowned, still determined to persuade Janet to get some rest. Janet, however, had made up her mind. She waved her hand dismissively and said, I have to be there. There's no need to try to talk me out of it. Aware of Janet's stubborn nature, Brandon's relentless dedication. All her work every day's supplements to support was, he could not let it compromise her health. When Janet was done freshening up, the hotel's staff had already delivered breakfast to the room. Brandon sat on the side, reading newspaper, patiently waiting for her to come out. Her face lit up with delight as she noticed the breakfast table adorned with an array of her favorite foods. I didn't expect all of my favorite breakfast foods to be here, she exclaimed. Brandon couldn't help but chuckle as he glanced at his happy wife. He chose not to tell her that he had personally arranged for all the food, and instead, raised his chin and gestured for her to begin eating. Come on, dig in. They won't be good once they get cold, he said. W assigned him to a more important task, so H busy with that now, he said in a mysterious tone. Copyright Janet's curiosity was piqued by Brandon's mysterious demeanor, making her probe further. What is it? Does it have something to do with work? Can you give me a hint? She inquired eagerly. Two instead of providing a direct answer, Brandon playfully pulled her into the car, a mysterious smile adorning his face. It's a secret. You'll find out soon enough. Chapter 1387. Sean, on a secret mission UE-seeked by Brand, appeared furtively outside the top floor suite of the hotel, where Janet and Brandon had had sex the night before, holding a black garbage bag. He peeked around the corner of the hallway, and after seeing the housekeeper open the room door and walk in to clean up, he seized the chance and slipped into the room unnoticed. The housekeeper was busy cleaning the bathroom when Sean made his move. He found the garbage icon that had already been emptied beside the bed I before slipping his bag, filled with used tissues, I over the empty can. I after everything was set, Sean silently left till he didn't leave ill degrading for me to sneak around in this crappy hotel and watch their surveillance. Sean rolled his eyes at the man and replied, well, I'm Mr. Larson's assistant, and I just had to sneak into a room and swap out some garbage. Maybe we should have switched places, and you swap out the garbage while I watched the surveillance. The technician immediately shut his mouth and looked at Sean sympathetically. You're the only person who can perform such a challenging task. Say that again. Frustrated and embarrassed, Sean almost wanted to throw the garbage back at the technician. The technician immediately covered his mouth to contain it and his face too red. I've deleted it. While speaking, he bit his lip to prevent himself from bursting into laughter. Sean glared at him. He then walked over to the monitor and sat beside him to watch the footage. Oh, by the way. How did you manage to get into the surveillance room? Did you? Sean asked, blinking his eyes. He gave the man beside him a disdainful look, making his meaning self-evident. The technician gave Sean a stink eye and retorted, if you keep looking at me like that, I'll restore the eye surveillance video right now and let the world see you stealing garbage. Sean raised his hands in surrender. Became even more arrogant. What? You got a problem? Sean rolled his eyes again, annoyed with him. All right, let's just focus on the surveillance. If we miss anything, Mr. Larson will punish us. At that moment, the technician suddenly exclaimed, this person looks suspicious. Sean also turned to look at the monitor with a serious expression. A man in black was walking towards the suite where Janet and Brandon had stayed the night before. After seeing the man's face, Sean's expression changed dramatically. Chapter 1388. Janet to the studio, his phone button rang. Brandon frowned and wanted to ignore the call. His main concern was to walk his wife into the studio. However, Janet held onto his hand and said gently, "Answer the call. I'm fine walking to the studio alone. No, I want to walk you in. I won't feel at ease otherwise," Brandon insisted firmly. Janet couldn't stop Brandon as he was too insistent. So she nodded, and they entered the Weaver. Janet held onto his hand and said gently, "Answer the call. I'm fine walking to the studio alone. No, I want to walk you in. I won't feel at ease otherwise," Brandon insisted firmly. Janet couldn't stop Brandon as he was too insistent. So she nodded, and they entered the studio together after he ended the call. Before they parted, Brandon gave Janet a peck on the forehead and said softly, "I'll fetch you off work tonight. Work hard but don't overexert yourself." "Got it," Janet replied with a sweet smile. Brandon watched as Janet entered the office before returning to the car reluctantly. Finally, he switched on his phone, and his expression instantly chilled as he saw Sean's message. It was a clip from the surveillance footage. "Saw the man's face." He searched his memories and remembered when he and Janet were dining at a restaurant, and someone had accidentally eaten their cake. Never did he expect it to be the same guy. The person was none other than Jeremy, the new head of the Turner family. The man's face from the footage gradually overlapped with Jeremy's from that night. Brandon was shocked to find out that Jeremy was, in fact, the one scheming behind their backs. However, it gradually made sense the more I thought about it. The crushing weight on his H had also finally begun to lift. Again. And this time, Brandon found a clue. He finally got the upper hand in this game of cat and mouse. He was confident in winning as long as he knew whom he was up against. With this knowledge, he could protect Janet and prevent her from getting hurt. Brandon rubbed his wedding ring and started to strategize. His lips curved slightly, and his eyes were as cold as frost. He wondered what was Jeremy's role in the game. Based on the clues he collected, Sharice and the mysterious pharmacist were connected. Not long after Sharice's death, Jeremy quickly took control of the Turner Group. Meanwhile, Suzanne's company Alway Vivi was involved in a car accident. Although he tried to hide his face, Brandon could still recognize him. Jeremy was involved in both incidents related to the pharmacist, indicating he was a key player in the game. So what was Jeremy's true identity? Was he the mysterious pharmacist's pawn? Or was he the pharmacist himself? As he was currently short of leads, Brandon didn't want to waste any time speculating. He stared at Jeremy's face in the surveillance footage, and an evil grin gradually spread across his face. Although Brandon couldn't remember interacting. Chapter 1389. That afternoon, an anonymous report took the internet by storm. The article entitled "Turner Group's Tax Evasion" quickly shot up and claimed a spot at the top of trending news. The report contained detailed evidence, including the Turner Group's financial statements, along with many shocking photos that pointed to illegal business operations. At the end of the report was a video showing an informant in a black mask, holding up a sign that read "Say No to Turner" before delving into a thorough description of the Turner Group's unlawful activities. In just a few minutes, the report and video went viral, garnering massive public outrage. "Speared on my ceiling, but no one came to fix. No wonder the building is shoddy. It was this kind of shameful company. The same thing is happening in my house. I knew hashtag I couldn't be the only one." The comments grew longer and longer, each next one more furious than the first. Several stories matched, exposing the truth behind the Turner Group's corruption. Meanwhile, Jeremy was none the wiser about the explosive news. He had just finished a meeting with the shareholders and was on his way back to his office when his secretary stopped him in his tracks with a tearful face. "Mr. Button, please take a look," she sighed if police officers walked out of the elevator. Upon landing their sight on Jeremy, they walked over to him and said, Mr. Button, as the current legal eye representative of the Turner Group, we need you to come with us for investigation. Jeremy tried to keep his composure. Covering up his panic with a slight smile, he answered, "Of course, officer. I will fully cooperate." As he was taken away by the police, news of the report quickly spread all over the company, throwing everyone into chaos. Several shareholders and executives fought to assume interim leadership, and the internal tension only grew worse as the days passed. On Group's predicament, furrowed his brows upon hearing his subordinates report about the Turner Group's situation in the past few days. I with his doing, the company's stocks plummeted, I its funds cut off as more high-ranking executives were found to be embroiled in illegal activities and arrested by the police. The public kept a close watch on the investigations, leaving no opening for escape. It was only a matter of time before the once proud company collapsed, and yet the mysterious pharmacist was yet to make a move. It perplexed Brandon. Whoever the pharmacist was, he had spared no effort in trying to gain control of the Turner Group. Clearly, he was in a position to fight Brandon head to head, so why was he staying silent now? Strike at his most vulnerable moment. The quiet ones were always the most dangerous. After a long mulling over, Brandon decided to completely destroy the Turner Group. He instructed Sean, "You can proceed. There's no need to hold back anymore. Let them fall apart." "Understood." Sean quickly got to work to carry out his bidding. Once the message was delivered, the companies that were still hesitating withdrew all their funds and refused to associate with the Turner Group. In less than 3 days, what used to be one of the most prominent and established enterprises in I crumbling into dust. Couldn't even with. Chapter 1390. Several executives, and the company's bankrupt. Caused a stir among other groups as well. When IA business of that scale failed, changes were inevitable. For a time, everyone in the business circle chose to lay low, afraid of standing out and potentially upsetting Brandon. They had seen what he was capable of, and none of them wanted to be his next target. Amidst the uproar, Jeremy, the current head of the Turner Group, washed his hands clean and denied Z any involvement. Inevitable. I for a time, everyone in the business circle chose I to lay low, afraid of standing out and potentially upsetting Brandon. They had seen what he was capable of, and none of them wanted to be his next target. Amidst the uproar, Jeremy, the current head of the Turner Group, washed his hands clean and denied any involvement. As he had not been with the Turner Group for a long time, he maintained his innocence against the backlash, claiming to have no knowledge of the covered illicit dealings of the company. He played Q ignorant when questioned by the police, making III difficult for authorities to tee him. Statement online. He claimed that he had not been aware of the dirty dealings of the Turner Group and that he had only taken over the company as a favor for his old friend, Sharis. Then, he added a remorseful touch, admitting to the mistake of not looking closely and apologizing for not investigating the company earlier. At the end of the statement, he also expressed gratitude to the person who had divulged the truth, praising him for upholding integrity. With T. A was able to sever his connection with this day was no different. As soon as Brandon walked inside the studio, he was greeted by the sight of Janet drawing design sketches, her eyes focused on the paper as her hands kept gliding over the page. He stayed quiet, not wanting to interrupt. Sitting down on the sofa, he waited patiently for her to finish, contenting himself with watching her face. The moment was broken by a loud ring from his phone. Brandon's eyes went to the screen as it lit up, seeing that Sean had forwarded Jeremy's. "At most I don't the statin hat do you want to do?" Sean asked message. Away. There was nothing worthy enough to spoil his time with Janet. Janet finally finished the design sketches, stretching her tired neck and arms. Her muscles were sore from being in the same position for too long, and the movement made her breathe out a long sigh. "I'm done for today," she said. Brandon approached her, his hands going to her shoulders and kneading the knots. How long have you been drawing? He asked in a gentle voice. Janet gave him an embarrassed smile and Avoy just keep tabs on him for now. Let's wait and see. After sending his response, Brandon put his phone down apologetic eyes and said, I'm sort to eat next time, I promise. Brandon let out a helpless sigh. He knew Janet well. Once she was immersed in something, everything else faded into the background, even herself. It was not the first time she had forgotten to take care of herself when she was at work. Stroking her hair tenderly, Brandon said, I'll cook for you tonight. Janet nodded and smiled gratefully. Then, her gaze went to the time on her computer, and she chuckled awkwardly, I still need another half an hour to finish everything.